This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. The nation is paying homage to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his 156th birth anniversary today. A Sarva Dharma Prarthana Sabha is being held at Bapu's Samadhi, Rajghat, in the national capital. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Minister of Housing and Urban Affairs Manohar Lal paid floral tributes to Mahatma Gandhi at Rajghat this morning. President Draupadi Murmu paid tribute to father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his birth anniversary. In her message, President Murmu said, "This is an occasion to dedicate to the ideals and value of the father of the nation." The festival of Vijayadashmi or Dashera is being celebrated across the country today. The day also marks the culmination of Navaratri and Durga Puja. The festival is celebrated to remember Lord Ram's victory over Ravan, marking the triumph of good over evil. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the Dashera celebrations at Madhav Das Park, Red Fort in near Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will take part in the Dashera celebrations organized by the IP Extension Ramlila Committee in the national capital. The Prime Minister is scheduled to arrive at the venue located in the Patpat Ganj area of East Delhi around 6 p.m. will participate in the traditional Ravan Dahan ceremony, marking the triumph of good over evil. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted the nation on the occasion of Vijayadashmi. In a message, President said that the festival symbolizes the victory of Dharma over Adharma and inspires people to follow the path of truth and justice. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted the people on the occasion of Vijayadashmi. In a social media post, Prime Minister said that the festival celebrates the triumph of good and righteousness over evil and falsehood. Government has hiked minimum support prices, MSP, for all mandated rabi crops for 2026-27 marketing season. A decision to this effect was taken by the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday. Briefing media after the cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that the revised MSPs will not only provide farmers with remunerative returns, but also encourage crop diversification, contributing to greater resilience in India's agricultural economy. Union Cabinet approved Mission for Atmanirbharta Impulses, a landmark initiative aimed at boosting domestic production and achieving self-sufficiency in pulses. The mission will be implemented over a 6 period from 2025 to 26 to 2030-2031 with a financial outlay of 11,440 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnav said, Pulses mission will drive production to 350 lakh tons by 2030-31.
11,440 crore rupees.
With a total outlay of 11,440 crore, we have launched a new mission to achieve self-reliance or Atmanirbharta in pulses. Over the next 6 years, several initiatives will be undertaken under this mission. First, we will focus on increasing productivity. Second, we aim to expand the area under pulse cultivation. And third, we will work on strengthening the entire value chain.
Complete value chain pe kaam karna.
The U.S. government shut down at midnight after Congress failed to agree on a funding deal, with Republicans and Democrats clashing over extra subsidies for Obamacare. Federal workers are the most affected, as layoffs are expected soon, though essential services will continue. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt blamed Democrats in Congress for the shutdown of the U.S. government. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed his grief on the demise of the classical singer Pandit Channulal Mishra. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he remained dedicated throughout his life to the enrichment of Indian art and culture. Praising the classical singer, and the Prime Minister said that along with taking classical music to the masses, Pandit Channulal Mishra also made an invaluable contribution to establishing Indian tradition on the global stage. In cricket, the two-match test series between hosts India and West Indies is set to begin today. The first match will be played at the iconic Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad from 9:30 a.m. This also marks the beginning of India's home season under the new skipper Shubman Gill, along with the absence of star players. And that is the end of this news bulletin.